Apple is very serious about users' privacy. Individual privacy is a general situation when a person is not disturbed or observed by other peoples or organizations. It's a state of being free from others' peoples or agencies' attention. Apple is one of the most popular consumer electronics and software producer at present world. Currently the company decide to be more concerned about customers' information privacy. Last week Apple for the first time announced its latest mobile software. Earlier this year it declared to make safe customers' privacy from hackers, detectives, or any other agencies. This feature is applicable all over the world including Australia. For this reason, now an updated version of iOS 13 is in marketplace for the users to experiment, customers can see how it does works. From Cambridge Mass Data Analytical Scandal, there has been a huge debate about where our everyday using devices privacy means. There is a huge variety that I love my total privacy and information security and device providers are taking all of my personal data is worse, and then there is analyzing that there are situations much bigger than just understanding hidden disclosed or our basic data fabricated. All users informed our individual information was being handed over and sold to other companies to use us consume more products. We can't realize that product included belief and political ideology we could have, on the other hand, realized comically unproductive or dump. In this digital era, we will support that comfort is worth anything except real liquid currency. From central policy to regional, to how we install into debatable applications using Twitter and Facebook, although we know the issues, we are bounded in floating knowledge and eventually causes long-run impacts along the privacy and life. So, Apple's main focus on users' privacy and data security and present them transparent in the technological system of iOS 13 and other core products like iPadOS is finally welcomed by users. For example, a new option that would you know an app installation to detect your location just once, rather than it can track you in the background forever, is huge. All new messages and apps also let you know when icons are observing your microphone, or try to use Bluetooth to make connection to other tools. Apple's earlier made it very difficult for customers to be tracked between websites when people use Safari in iOS 12 and macOS Mojave, but it's going more in iOS 13 by reducing the alternative ways. Some apps track you by using Wi-Fi and Bluetooth without your consent. In the iOS 13 beta, Apple's pop-ups that remind you that an app has been tracking your location even displaying you a map of the information it's had proper transmission to, so people can understand the issues. In addition, saving customers' data by Apple also saving their money in iOS 13 by solving an issue that it helped to create in the initial level. Now when you deleted an app you recently have a valid subscription with, it quickens they can unsubscribe promptly so you can't forget about result. Another mentionable information is that currently privacy-oriented operation into new tracking installed software that is in public access beta log operated by Apple. To use third-party, Twitter, Facebook, Google, WhatsApp, services users need new login, also mandatory to use that facility and clients can select to log in the service reducing the commodification of data. Improvement of the Apple's users' data security are not only better for clients who are confused to their data being transferred with whoever is interested to buy it, but it also more difficult the line of variety between the two popular smartphone operating systems. At present, Android offers the variety of useful features, and could be comparatively cheap and easy to access, but it has contact with Google Data Machine that they can use their data by paying money. However, Apple's all products are comparatively costly, sustainable and fashionable. While this is creating a big gap, only the rich people can be afforded to secure privacy, which is contrasting to Apple's anti-privacy practice. I would like to debate that the issue lies those intent on transferring users' data, and no one trying to stop it. It's clear that users' privacy and data security is in a big risk when it is on device companies' storage. Users' privacy is almost dead. But maybe whatever we refine of its corpse can might help us to secure our future disaster from privacy breakdown considered to be even better. One study shows that nearly half of the Apple products, 44.7%, including iPhone, iPad etc., bought by Australians and the 8.6 million people use Apple smartphones, 45%, out of total 19.3 million total smartphone users in Australia.